How much will it hurt?
It's just a tiny skin sample. You saw me do it to myself.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is a pebble in your shoe, and 10 is the monkey you thought was your pet biting your face off.
A 2.
Eating a whole Altoid?
Sheldon, if I'm gonna synthesize a neural network from our skin cells, I need to harvest them. Now, I've done this dozens of times, but if you're too scared, you don't have to.
No, this is for science. I can be brave for science.
Thank you.
Oh, Jiminy, that's cold!
Just think how happy you'll be in a few weeks when I've converted our skin cells into functional brain cells.
All right. Just warn me before you do it.
Okay. 3, 2, and we're done.
You tricked me. You didn't say 1.
It didn't hurt, did it?
No, but 3, 2, and we're done is incomplete. You know those things bother me. It's like hearing da-da-da-da-da-da without yelling.
Okay, fine. 1.
Thank you. Now yell charge and we can get out of here.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Oh my god. I just got it. Fun onions. Funions. Hold on. Is that a wobble?
Yes. That's definitely a gravitational wobble.
Sorry, I could come back.
Oh no, it's okay. I just found a wobble.
Oh, do I need a mop?
It's a gravitational wobble. It could be a sign of an extrasolar planet that may contain life and someday be named after me.
Oh, well, if it has life, maybe it already has a name, huh?
Yeah, but it's probably difficult to pronounce.
What is your name?
Rajesh Ramayan Kutrapali.
You think it would be more difficult than that?
Good point. And you are?
Oh, Isabella Maria Concepcion.
Oh, well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. You know, I have to say, based on the candy wrappers and the bags of junk food I see in this trash, I thought the person working here was 10 years old.
Oh, please, show me a 10-year-old who knows to dip Tootsie Rolls in Nutella.
Bueno, I'm just going to empty your waste paper basket and then I'll get out of your way.
Oh, please, allow me. That's a lot of empty calories.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have to go. Good luck with your space exploration.
Thank you. Good luck with your future endeavors.
Did it work? Are they brain cells yet?
If you give me a minute, I'll tell you.
No, just let me look. Oh my goodness. I see quivering black lines. Those must be neurons. Oh, they're so thick and beautiful.
Those are your eyelashes. Move. Well, Sheldon, I see astrocytes. Our combined skin cells are now a primitive neural network.
I have such a profound sense of creation. It's like when I hatch sea monkeys. Except that this is from my DNA, so this is like me monkeys.
These cells come from both of us.
Yeah, but us monkeys doesn't pop. Oh, wait. We monkeys, there you go. Hey, when can we start running tests on it?
No reason we can't start right now.
What stimulus should we introduce it to first? Light, sound, temperature? Oh, let's expose it to images of me and you and see who it likes better.
Sheldon, this is a rudimentary collection of neurons. I mean, it's remarkable, but it's still limited in what it can do.
I understand. She's the mean one, I'm the fun one.
Huh. They screwed up and gave us steamed broccoli.
Oh, no, that's mine.
Really? Last green thing I saw you eat was a Skittle.
Well, I can't eat like a 10-year-old all the time.
You're dating somebody, who is it?
What?
God, what are you talking about?
You only watch what you eat when you're afraid you might have to take your shirt off.
She's right. As long as I've known you, you've always been self-conscious about your cleavage.
It's because you keep trying to stick pencils in it.
All right, fine, don't tell us.
There's nothing to tell.
All right.
How's that broccoli?
It's gross, but I have to eat it because I met somebody.
Man! Thank you. What's her name?
Isabella.
Oh, did you meet her at work?
Yes, in the telescope room.
Oh, so she's an astronomer?
Yes. Which is why she was in the telescope room. Yes, this is all making sense. Good.
Well, that's great, Raj. You must have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we meet her?
No, this is brand new. We haven't even been on a proper date yet.
Okay, well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
How come you never eat broccoli?
I'm married. I don't have to be attracted.
Yeah, most people don't realize this technique has actually been around for a few years.
Still, I can't believe you can turn ordinary skin cells into functioning brain cells.
Well, I turned this one into a functioning boyfriend, so sky's the limit.
Look. Here I am, standing next to the incubator. Here is a microscopic view of the cells.
Look at that. Put him in a tiny Flash t-shirt and it's you.
Yeah, this little guy can already recognize electronically transmitted images 20% faster than any other sample in Amy's lab.
I'm running out of ways to act excited.
So enough about us. How are things going with you?
Great. The doctor said the baby's head is facing down now.
Good. You know, in case the exit isn't clearly marked.
Yeah, I have to say, it is nice to share this experience with someone who's on the same journey. You know? Although, right now, ours is testing off the charts while yours is floating around in its own waste.
Are you actually comparing my human baby to your brain in a bowl?
Well, I didn't make you waddle up 4 flights of stairs for the heck of it.
You do realize my baby has functioning organs and can recognize voices.
Yeah, but ours can recognize a specific data stream among background noise.
Mine has a fully developed immune system.
Ours doesn't need an immune system because it lives in a state-of-the-art German incubator.
Sheldon, that's enough.
Oh, fine. Let's just agree that both creations are special in their own way, and it is foolish to try and compare them. Although we didn't need to have sex with Howard for ours, so we win.